would bleed and die for. Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord?
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. That, of course, was the great Elvis, who was a big lover of gospel. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can tweet me at Bruce Sallan. We have a special guest today. Sharon Lecter is the co-author of 3 Feet from Gold and co-author of the international bestseller Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 14 books in the Rich Dad series. Sharon is also a spokesperson for the National CPAs Commission on Financial Literacy and the founder of Pay Your Family First and creator of the game Thrive Time for Teens, an award-winning financial life and money reality board game. And her new book is really a very old book in which she provided the annotations. It is by the renowned author Napoleon Hill and is called Outwitting the Devil. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, Sharon.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, your book was the motivation to have you. I get a lot of books sent to me, and they pile up on my nightstand. I opened up Outwitting the Devil and was entranced right away. It's intriguing on so many levels. But I'd like you to feel free to tell my listeners what the book's about, a little of its history, and how you got involved.
Well, thank you so much. Many of your listeners may be very well aware of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
It sold, 27 copies?
Yeah. Over 70 million around the world.
Holy
and
cow.
And it came out during the Great Depression. It was published in 1937, and it really is the foundational work of all personal development and personal finance. Napoleon Hill, who was the first one to come up with the concept of the law of positive attraction, he was the first one to come up with the concept of pay yourself first. So you see his philosophies and his teachings throughout many of today's successful money gurus and personal development gurus, and most of them give him credit. So he really was a thought leader. And when he published Think and Grow Rich in 1937, he said, you know, even though people know what they should do, and they know what to do, they still don't do it. And he was kind of frustrated. So the very next year in 1938, he sat down and wrote a book called Outwitting the Devil. And it's about how we can get ourselves out of our own way. Those self-limiting beliefs. So many people are paralyzed by fear, particularly if you think about what's happened in the economy the last couple of years. But back then, it was during the Great Depression. And he wrote this book, and he did it as a parable where he interrogates the devil. I often like to say, think about that movie, A Few Good Men, with on the witness stand saying, you can't handle the truth. That's the vision I have when I read the book.
Interesting.
And it talks about how the devil uses fear to derail us from creating the success we deserve in our life.
He mentions in the book a lot drifters and non-drifters. Very interesting idea. Can you explain what that is and how the devil in the book perceives humans as either drifters or non-drifters?
Yeah, it's a very powerful section of the book. He talks about that someone who has their definite purpose in life, their definite goal, even though we may get off track, we always know how to correct and get back on track. And that's somebody that's a non-drifter. And the devil basically says, I don't mess with those people because they are in control over their own mind. But the devil says, I have a lot of fun with drifters, people who go with the flow, people who are easily swayed, people that want to just be popular and be in the in crowd, and they don't really have a steadfast opinion on where they want out of life and where they're going. And so he says, you know, and he talks about, and if, as you read through these descriptions of a drifter, you find yourself in some of them, you know, procrastination. I used to say I procrastinate, I do better under pressure, but truly procrastination is drifting, is letting, you know, things get in the way and not fulfilling your purpose.
As I've read the book, that is exactly what happened to me. Each time there would be an example of a non-drifter or a drifter, I would kind of keep my own scorecard.
Exactly, and you see yourself, and we all have those traits. But what happens in the book is that you start realizing how much each and every one of us is where we are today because of the choices we've made. And we've become a society where we like to lay blame and justify all the time. And this book kind of pulls back the covers and said, wait a minute. You know, we have got to get rid of the fear in our own lives and step out and achieve the goals that we want to achieve.
So why did this book not get published for so long? And how did you get it out of the, what do you want to call it, the cobwebs?
Right, well, it was the end of 2009 when the foundation called me and asked me.
2009, you mean?
Yes, 2009. Right. And it was unbelievable. I was only the fourth or fifth person ever to have read it, and it just blew me away. At first, I said, this is a hot potato. I don't know if I want to get involved. And then I read it, and a tremendous sense of calm came over me because it's so appropriate for today. And the reason it didn't get published was it scared Napoleon Hill's wife to death. The title, Outwitting the Devil, she worked for the Methodist Church. She said, this is too provocative. It's too profound. And I honestly believe that it wasn't the right time for it. Back then, Think and Grow Rich, incredibly, hugely successful, really helped us get out of the Great Depression, helped spur creativity and capitalism and people taking control of their own lives. And today, we still need the messages of Think and Grow Rich, but I think we need even a bigger blast, and Outwitting the Devil is the blast we all need to wake up and say we have got to take control of our own lives.
The thing that I found so affecting was how contemporary it read to me. There was nothing about it that felt dated. And that just blew my mind, that the basic notions of we are responsible for ourselves is as contemporary as anything that he wrote 75 years ago. That's astonishing. And then, of course, you add the annotations, which are just wonderful little footnotes that just keep it in focus and enhance certain sections of the book.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, you can kind of, as you said, you can get lost in it thinking that it was just written. And so every once in a while I remind you, this was written in 1938. And his vision and his incredible way of seeing the future was so profound. I mean, he talked back then in 1938, he talked about our educational system and we need to stop teaching to the test. Well, that's what you hear today. You know, he says we need to create critical problem solvers with our children. We need to stop making them just memorize and regurgitate information. Well, how true is that today? Even more so. So, you know, his wisdom and his guidance is so profound, and even more so today than it was then.
I couldn't agree more. Now, just moving on to another topic briefly, because we're nearly out of time, Sharon. I know you have a game that you've created about financial literacy in kids. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and what you're doing with that, because I think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. It's called the Thrive Time for Teens. And we've just launched this week in Arizona a program that we're going to be able to take nationwide, but we're doing a Thrive Time Challenge where we're going into high schools all over the state of Arizona, leading to a statewide championship in April, which is Financial Literacy Month. And we're bringing, you know, we can't wait for the school system to change. We can't wait for curriculums to incorporate personal finance. I'm still knocking on those doors, and eventually it will happen, but we're going to lose an entire generation if we don't start teaching them the money and reality life choices that they have, that they are in the driver's seat, and keep them out of debt before they get in debt and they're so deep in debt they can't get out. And so Thrive Time is a humorous reality game about how kids spend their money and how they spend their time. And they have a great time playing it. It just warms my heart. I just love it. We've gotten all kinds of awards, but the greatest award I have is when kids play it and they engage and they get excited, whether they are from the lower socioeconomic or whether they're from the rich kid crowd. They all love it. They all say, this is what I need to learn. I want this information. Why aren't they teaching me this in school?
I wonder why they're not. We are actually out of time, Sharon. I would like to invite you back for us to have a segment just on that topic, because it's so important, if you'd be open to it.
I'd love it.
Please tell our readers where they can find you and where they can find the book.
Well, thank you. Come to SharonLechter.com. Of course, the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or you can go to OutwittingTheDevil.com. There's a secret chapter there you can download for free.
Ooh.
As a gift to you, OutwittingTheDevil.com. And as it relates to the game, you can go to ThriveTimeChallenge.com to learn more about what we're doing there as well. And you are fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. By the way, for those listening live tonight at Dad Chat, tonight, January 19th from 6 to 7, we will be giving away 5 copies of Sharon's book, Outwitting the Devil. So do come, and you have a chance to get a free copy. Sharon, thanks so much. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at Bruce@BruceSalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view.
Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum. Boy. Bring gloom down to the minimum.
Way down, way down.
Or else... pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.